You know, some people say, well, is fasting for today? Or stuff like that. They might say, is that for today? Is this for today? What is a day? What is a week? What is a month? What is a year? It's actually a revelation of Jesus. That's what the whole book, that's what the whole Bible's about. Genesis to Revelation. Revealing Jesus to the world, you know? A revealing, a revelation. If you look at your own life, problems that you faced at one time and you overcame, you figured out how to solve the problem so it wouldn't happen again, right? The solution revealed itself. Who is the solution, really? Jesus is the solution to mankind's problems. We go through these cycles for a revelation. We know socialism doesn't work. It's been revealed in all the other nations, you know. It never works. We know that wild capitalism doesn't work. Wild capitalism is bad. You know that laziness doesn't work. If you have a problem, being lazy is not going to solve the problem. The problem might make you want to. The old habit pattern is you don't want to do anything because you face so many problems. You don't want to get up and face another problem, you know? That's not going to solve the problem. Face to face with the problem is the solution, right? Face to face is actually the solution to most problems. Because that's ace to ace, one to one. Facing off with your problem, facing off with your issue. So the revelation of Jesus is what time is. Cycles. You have to be birthed moment by moment, day by day, year by year. Birthed into an understanding that it's all about Jesus, and revealing Jesus solves the problems. That solves your problem. Whatever it is. See, they don't want you to know this. And so that's why they're doing everything they can to hide it. They're trying to create so much drama to confuse you. The revealing of Jesus solves your problems. And so the more knowledge that comes out, the more crazy they have to get, because they've been making you depressed and sick and tired with sugar. They've been giving you nerve damage with sugar. They've been stealing your health with sugar, slow kill. But all you have to do to reverse it is just go on a fast. Stop eating sugar. Stop eating carbs. Do a 24-hour fast. At first you say, well, I get hungry, I can't do it. That's because you eat sugar. It's a habit. It's not really hunger. It's just it's a habit. It's not even real hunger. Real hunger would come after what, 20 days? A 24-hour fast is not real hunger. That's just a habit pattern. So anyway, long story short, they've been, they're destroying themselves, and they want to destroy you, and all you have to do is see past the game. Everything they say and do, you know, you need some vitamin B1, vitamin B complex. You need some omega-3. All the food that's superfood, they say is bad for you when it's actually good for you. The pyramid's upside down because they're liars.
the devil's system is a lie, and he's always been a liar and a murderer, and why do you expect it to be any different? You're in a Gentile nation, and it's always been an evil Gentile system. Anybody who rejects Jesus is in the death cult. They hate life, they hate God, they hate truth, they love death, they love lies, they love the dark side. And if they love the dark side, it's going to actually start appearing in their body, in their heart, their mind, their will, their emotions, their intellect, their whole being is going to be affected. Death cult. So if you look at life as a revelation, every day is a revealing Jesus in all things, how to overcome, how to solve this problem, how to see past the fog, see past the lies. If you see every day as a revelation and not a linear time, see, linear time is what's messing people up. If you think in linear time, you're going to think, well, I'm old. When you're not really old, you just believe you're old, so you act that way. Kind of like if you surround yourself with younger people, you feel young. You surround yourself with negative people, you get negative. You surround yourself with positive people, you get positive. If you cut off the negative, you start to feel better. If you cut off the people who are speaking death into your ear gate, you feel better. If I don't care if it's friends, family, neighbors, whatever, co-workers, if they are speaking negative into your ear gate, it's death, you know. Cut them off. Don't talk to them. Don't go into their... They're always going to try to draw you in to their little matrix, you know. You can always see the precogs are trying to draw you in. Somebody said the other day, said your pant leg is in your sock. Pull that out and look more professional. I thought, what are you talking about? That's a mistake. But that's not even the professional's on the inside, not the outside. These are outward show people. They want to look professional on the outside, but their inside is the opposite of that. Because it's outward show. They have to make up for the inside being corrupt with an outside appearance. Let me say that again. The reason people focus on the outside so much is because they have to make the outside look good because the inside is corrupt and dead men's bones. They're dead on the inside. They're bitter on the inside. They're miserable on the inside. So they have to blame others. They never can be introspective. They never look at themselves. They only look at other people. They can't even... The system they create a lot of times is faulty, but they, instead of them looking at the system they created, they blame people inside their system for the problem when it's them. It's their system. And you know it's their system because everywhere you go, that same system doesn't work. And they scratch their head saying, well, I need to just get new people in my system. No, you need to change your system. Your system don't work. Change your system. Change your mind. Change your belief system. Change your doctrine. Get right. If your process is not working, change your process. Just like the narcissist, they run from one to the other one to the other one. They play the same games because that's all they know. If you think about a narcissist, they see you as a prey. and they know they're going to play the same cycle game, so they got to have another one on in the background waiting because they're playing the same game over and over. If you study sociopaths and narcissists, they reveal themselves because they can't escape the cycle. Instead of using the cycle for growth and to escape and revealing Jesus in their heart, their mind, life in general, they're trying to worship themselves. They end up worshiping themselves. They create a self-worship paradigm. That's why Eve fell into the lies of the devil. She wanted to worship herself. You could see the pattern. The more you move away from God, the more you go into self-worship. Just like you can watch a lot of these older women who left their husband. The more they, the older they get, the more they hate men, the more they hate reality, the more they get in trouble. And it's like, it's a type and shadow. If you move away from Christ, you're going to end up in trouble. The Bible even talks about it. It says those older women they didn't want truth, so they became silly in their mind. The Bible says that. They became silly. And it talks about the men who go in and destroy their life because they became silly, you know. So the more they move away from what's normal and healthy and proper and in order, submission to the man, the more crazy they get. And it's the same with the men. The more they go away, the more crazy they get. They start drinking and drugging and destroying themselves. The body will heal itself if you let it. But people move away from truth. And the outside is really not the problem. The inside's the problem. So they get there and they start to drink and drug and all that because everything's bad around them. But it's really them that's their internal's bad. Yeah, it might be bad. But there's a way to overcome it by the inside. But you just make an observation of people. Just look at the pattern, look at the fractal, and you'll see the ones who run away from what's normal, what's biblical, they end up, it actually gets written into their body. You can actually see it. It's written into their body. If you realize we're in a book, we're in a script, and you're a character in the book, and so if you step outside the script, your character is going to be smudged, and your true character, which you could have had, is being smudged on the page of life. I don't know how to explain it any better than that, but it's going to reveal itself. It's really kind of sad, to be honest with you. It's really sad. You believed Hollywood, you believed the music, you believed the lies of the system, and so you went into delusions and ended up becoming a nightmare, right? It became a nightmare because of delusions.